Okay, so the Hilchos Pasachim, Bishul Akum, Chol Akum, Simin Lamed Ches. So test, yeah, Akum Shebishul Bishabbos Bishul Chayla. So you have a guy that cooked on Shabbos for a Chayla, so which is allowed, right? Hatav Shal also on Motzei Shabbos, but on Motzei Shabbos the food is Aser, Afilu LaChayla, even to the Chayla, Im Esher Shal Acher, if it's possible to find another food. Meaning if you go get pizza for the Chayla, then you're fine, right? But if not, then you could eat the bishulakum. Ayin b'chadash u'bekelim yesh lahater acher me'es le'es. But kelim, you could be mater after me'es le'es. Meaning, normally we said that you should try and kasher the kelim depending on the situation. But here, after 24 hours, you're allowed to use the kelim that the guy cooked in. Again, the guy cooked on Shabbos on behalf of a chayla, and we matter it because it's Shabbos, even though it's bishul akum, but we allow the kelim after 24 hours. Yeah, fine.
They don't need tevila.
Tefillah? No, it was in a yid's house.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, it was in a yid's house. Yud beitza, Ava Pishiruya Lagamachaya. So what's with egg? This is the most common Bishul Akum Shaila that happens is eggs. Right? The guy cooks eggs. Is there Bishul Akum on eggs? So the question is, can it be eaten raw? So beitza, Ava Pishiruya Lagamachaya, an egg, even though it is right to swallow it raw, since that's not the normal way to eat it. In Bishul Akum Asr, so the guy cooks it, it's Asr. All cases like that too, but there are those that disagree. So there's room to be makel if it's necessary. Right? Fine. Yud Aleph, Peres, Shalena Spashal, Be'ilan, Kol Tzokon. You have fruit that's raw, not raw. How do you call it? It's not raw. What do you say? Not ripe. Right? And they cannot be eaten raw only if necessary. The workers are metagen with sugar. Then that has an iser of bishul akum because it's not normally eaten fresh. Also, this is a big one. How come beer and coffee don't have bishul akum issues? How come you can go into the Starbucks and get yourself a coffee? Isn't it bishul akum? Right, and coffee beans cannot be eaten raw. What about beer, schnapps, all these things? Right? So shechar shel, don't get nervous, Jesse. It's gonna be all right. Right? So shechar shel tvua v'shel dvash noyegin boi. The minig of beer, of grain beer and honey beer is that it's mutter. Afilu you can even have it in the house that the guy sells it, meaning in a bar. So the reason is because the grain is bottled to the water, right? Meaning, what bracha do you make on schnapps and beer? You don't make a mezainis or hadama or ha'etz on coffee. You make shahakol because we go with the majority is liquid. So since the majority is liquid, there's no bishul akum on water, right? Raksha, but you have to be careful, and this was the whole OUs. You get 2 more days for the OU to eat, 3 more days to eat to drink beer without a heksher, and then the OU says they have to, everything has to have a heksher, right? What's the reason? Because you have to make sure that nobody put in wine dregs into it.
If you
The
bought it
moment you,
before, if you bought it before, it's fine,
I would think so. I would think
right?
anyway, they're more worried about like catered events, not private people. If it's in a town where Yidden are makel and they're lenient by drinking wine of Goyim, which is absolutely also, then a Baal Nefesh should be machmir himself not to drink beer either, just to keep a distance. We should see his coffee. What about coffee? Below cholov without milk. The im cholov vaday also because with milk is for sure also because it's not cholov Yisrael. V'chein chocolate da v'tei etzel akum chocolate. I'm assuming he means hot chocolate. Shomer nafsha yirachek es atzmai. A shomer nefesh should not drink coffee that was cooked by a goy. How's that for a chumra from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, right? So he just knocked out Starbucks, Dunkin', all that stuff, right?
That are we know exists?
We are not noyig this. There are machmirim that I'm noyig it, but I don't drink coffee, right? If I drank coffee, would I be noyig it? I'd probably try to be noyig it. Also on an airplane, right? Meaning it's a machlokes in the Poskim in Shulchan Aruch. So it's not like it's just a unfounded chumrah. It's just something serious to be machmer about. But it's interesting because the kids are saying by beer and schnapps, nobody's machmer. But by coffee, they are. It could be also maybe coffee is more of a personal, no, beer is also, you know, you're drinking in a bar. There are those that matter to drink it temporarily. Right? So if you happen to be, you know, you need a coffee, fine, but to do it in a kvias, that would be awesome.
But
Yud Gimel Chol.
the coffee in those establishments, is it mixed with milk and other stuff?
Well, they do whatever you want them to do. I mean, it's just the coffee, even black coffee is bishlakum.
No, but he's saying that with milk is for sure, asr.
That's because, well, he didn't have the heter of Chol of Stam, right? Now we have the heter of Chol of Stam.
I think now we rely on information. Okay.
Yud Gimel Chol Shechova Akum. Now, so now we're up to Chol of Fart. Chol Shechova Akum Vein Yisrael Re'eu. A guy milks the cow and Yisrael doesn't see him. Asura, it's Asur, afilu lasis mena gvina, even to make cheese from it. Meaning, what does that mean, even to make cheese from it? Because normally the rule is that, it's not the rule, but in the science of it, is that you cannot make cheese from trefa milk. So you'd think, so if the milk became cheese, so it's a raya, right? It must be that it must be kosher milk. So we're saying no, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. At least that's the way the kids are saying. So you need to have Chol of Yisrael even for cheese.
Why did it work if you can't make cheese out of
Because there can be little pockets. The Gemara asked that Kasha, and the Gemara says that there can be little pockets inside where the cheese didn't congeal, and those in those little pockets is a little bit of liquid, and that liquid is the treif. That's one of the terutzim, right? L'chatchil, we want the yid to be there to see the milking. And the minig is to use your own kalim. Don't let it milk into kalim of the goy. What about in the yid's house and the goy is milking the animal, or in their corral? As long as there's no goy's house in between where they're milking, and there's no treif animals on the farm, you can let them milk even without any sort of shmirah. See, basically what he's saying is that let's say you have your farm, and in between your farm is a guy's house, right? So that would be no good. But if there's no guy's house in between and you don't have any treif animals in your farm, then you do not have to watch the guy milking. That would still be considered Chol Yisrael because he's scared that you can come at any time.
most of us don't live next to a farm.
That's true. No, it's true. But
Okay.
in theory, if you had cows in your house, right?
Nope.
Then
Nope.
I'm just saying you can go away to a wedding and you could have your guy milk the cows in your house and you don't have to worry about Chol. So, oh, you didn't see it. Because since it's in your house and you don't have any treif animals on you in your house, so then we're not concerned that they're going to go so far to go import a treif animal in order to put treif milk in there. But if there's a guy's house being mafzik, then you need a yid to be there. Sagi, and even a minor works for this. Fine. It's the same thing. Cheese of a guy is asr. Right? And that's a different gezeira than cholavakum. Because there's a bunch of reasons the Gemara goes through. But we're afraid that they're going to use treif in order to get the milk to come into cheese. And if a Yisrael watch the milking and the cheese, if at the time of the cheese making, it belonged to a yid. But in b'shas asiyasan of a guy, then they're meaning if it belongs to a guy, then it's awesome. Right? Fine. Tezvav. Butter, that depends on minigamakum. There are some places that don't eat butter. And there are those that do eat it. Right? Meaning, and the reason why they don't have a problem is because they say butter, they never made a takon on it. So let's say you travel from one community where they don't eat butter, and you travel to a community they do eat butter. Even though you plan on going back home to the place where they're strict, you are allowed to eat it there. Right? You don't have to keep the chumras. Okay, that's a whole tumult. I don't know why he brings that. Why he decides to discuss that over here. Yeah, but now, okay, with the opposite. If you're going from a place where they eat the butter to a place that they don't eat the butter, also then you're not allowed to eat it there, of course, because you're doing different than the community there. He says, nowadays, he said, I heard that they forge the milk, the butter, with butter from a pig. Alkain shomer nafshi yirchak, shomer nafshi has to stay away. So when I grew up, we used to eat, I mean, we ate Chol Yisrael. We did not eat butter. I think many people did not eat butter. They had breakstones, butter, etc. Nowadays, the Poskim say that it doesn't work anymore. Because the reason is, back then, there was the reason why they say the Chum never made their takana was because they couldn't make it from treif. But now you can make anything out of anything. So therefore, it's no proof. So most say that you should, it's better not to have butter that's not Chol Yisrael. Okay. Simen Lamed Tes. Din Misha writes Alecha Lishtas Kaida Masuda. Let's say this, the halachas of somebody who wants to eat and drink before the meal. Ubay Gimel Sivim. Very, very complicated halachas. Meaning, this is talking about where, let's say, the most common application is that you're at a kiddush and you decide to munch some food, and then they say, okay, we're going to wash now. Or you're at a kiddush at home and you have some food and they say, we're going to wash. Now, do you make a bracha achrayna first and then make hamotzi or not? Do you have to? How much of a break do you need? Et cetera, et cetera. So let's see. So Aleph, somebody wants to eat before Natilas Yadayim, meaning of bread, and he wants to eat things that he's also going to eat them during the meal. Right? So let's say you had some cholent, you tried some cholent before the Shabbos meal, and then you're going to end up eating cholent during the Shabbos meal also. Whether it's something that you would have to make a bracha on them during the meal, right? Meaning, let's say, chocolates and candies. Kegayin peiros, like fruit. I mean, he says fruit, but or whether it's things that you don't have to make a bracha, which is usually foods that you eat with bread. Let's say deli and chicken and that type of thing. Kegayin mina liftanu mina kidneys, right? Beans, etc., the hard apple, just potatoes. If you want to drink something, except for wine, and you're also going to be drinking that during the Suda. It's a disagreement. It's a machlokes whether the Birchas HaMazon is going to cover it or not. Meaning, if you had it during the Suda, so Birchas HaMazon covers everything. But these things, since you're eating it before the Suda, is a machlokes whether you are covered by the Birchas HaMazon. Or the other option is that they're not pater with Birchas HaMazon. V'lochein, yesh l'mnoya mizeh, don't do it. V'lo yoicha v'lo yishtamim rak koydem asuda. He should only eat or drink before the meal. V'yivroch bracha achroina, and then make a bracha achroina. V'lo yoicha v'lo yishtamim b'seich asuda, and then don't eat or drink of them during the suda. Right? And like this, you had no suffic bracha shilas. You don't have anything like that. You can also have an option if, to drink to eat less than a kezias, in which case you are not chayav to make a bracha achroina.
Or you could go out for a walk.
What?
You could eat it and then go out for a walk. No.
Yeah. If that's a, yes, that you could do.
Every kid that is before suda.
No, if you're going, if you have kiddush in shul and then you're going home, that's a different suda. That's fine. We're talking about when you're at, in your own house.
In your house, every kiddush is every Shabbos Yom Tov kiddush before suda, before you wash.
No, but sometimes you do it 5 minutes before, and sometimes you do it an hour before.
I'm saying
the no. He's talking about the wine itself. That's what you're talking about. The wine itself.
The wine itself. Yeah, the wine itself.
Yeah, so the wine itself is that. Correct. So, but that's considered part of your suda. You're supposed to wash right afterwards. It's considered all part of your suda.
But it's not part of this machlokas?
No.
Anything before you wash?
No, because that's considered your part. Anyways, you're going to have to make a bracha on yayin even after you wash. Right? Even if you would wash first, like the yekis.
Yeah, but you wouldn't necessarily make a new bracha achroina.
No, you know, we don't make a bracha achrona on the wine.
Right. So I'm saying if it's your kavana that you're starting off with like fruits or whatever, is it considered it was a bit covered by
bracha achrona? No, that's a problem. That's
so exactly I'm saying how that kiddush works. So
because
how does
kiddush is exclusive. That's part. That's considered part of Yisuda.
So it's an exception. Okay.
That's why I understand it. These are really, really complicated halachas. That's why the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is basically saying, don't give yourself problems.
We probably mess this up every week.
What?
We probably mess this up almost every week.
Yeah. This just goes under the list of people that why we shouldn't make these Kiddushim on Shabbos. Okay.
This is going on any food, no? Any bracha?
It's going on any food. It could be even going through. I'll tell you another thing where it can happen. On the fast, you come in from Meyer breaking the fast and you're really hungry and you decide to quickly take a drink and then you're going to wash. That's a problem. It's not a problem. You have to know how to play the game right to do it properly, to have patience and wait and wash and then drink.
After the fast, people start off with like a few rugelach and then it ends up being like 5-10. And then you have
true.
To wash. And then you have to wash. So
without washing.
That's a different issue. Bottom line is when we let our taivas take over, that's when all the problems start. Self-control takes care of all these issues. Right? Okay. Let's say you didn't say a bracha achrayin on it, then make a bracha achrayin in the middle of the suda. Or you even have to make it after birchas hamazon. Why? Because what you ate before the meal has no connection to the meal. So it does not become the Birchas Hamazon doesn't cover it. But if you eat the same thing during the Suda, so meaning you had your Ragalach, and then you washed, and then you had more Ragalach, then what you should do is that after Birchas Hamazon, eat more. Right? Meaning he's trying to say, be the safest you can.
That's already Achila Gasa. Well, it depends how much you ate.
Right?
You already satiated. Eat more is already Isodaraisa. No?
Correct. So then you don't have an Eitzah. So that the bottom line is what the Kitzur is saying is like with anything in Hilchos Brachos, try and be the safest possible to have the least shyless possible. So don't do this. That's what he's saying. And if you did do it, right, then make sure you eat more after Birchas Hamazon. You eat more after Birchas Hamazon, then you will for sure have to make another bracha achrayna, and then you're going to be, okay, right?
Well, if you're eating something before the suda that you don't plan on eating during the suda, then it's fine.
No, that it's that you're gonna need a bracha. You're gonna need a bracha. It's a shaila. You're gonna need a bracha achrayna or not?
And it's a problem making bracha right before you wash.
Well, no, it's not. Be'etzem, it's not a problem. The question is, does it get covered by the bread?
And then you're having herring before, but you're not gonna have herring during the meal.
Exactly. So then you have a problem, but you're washing right away. Now you washed. So, so that's part of the problem. Whatever opinions you want, there are for this inyan.
We're eating too much.
Yeah, no, I, yeah. So what you could come up with whatever aces you want, and it's gonna be covered by one opinion or another. But you're not gonna be covered by other opinions, and other opinions are gonna say you just made a bracha levatala. So therefore, he is advocating for not getting involved in this whole tumult, right? And keep self-control. That's which is not always so simple.
The muster for tonight.
There you go. You're to both. Yeah. All right. Fine. Everybody should have a fine night.
Enjoy your evening, wherever you're going.
I'm going home now. I was just in Lawrence. That's it.
All the way in Lawrence?
I was all the way in Lawrence giving a shiur, and wow. Naftali Liner stiffed me, so I may have to actually drive myself.
Wow.
Ouch. Ouch.
And I took my mother's car, so it's not my car's not even driving me. Otherwise, I would have just done it while the car drove me.
Yeah, but that's at least a brand new car.
That's true.
Did you say that stuff that you did not eat with bread, you need to make us have a bracha?
You need to make a bracha achrayna on it, really. Even if you benched.
Right? But that's...